Welcome back to the American Journal, third hour of the show. Getting ready to kick it off in just a few moments. We appreciate you guys being here today. We appreciate you jumping on. Jorge Ventura is going to be with us in about 3 minutes. He's in Minneapolis right now on the ground doing a lot of incredible work. You may have heard, obviously, there was a Hilton hotel getting called out for slapping notes on doors of federal agents saying you can't stay here anymore. But Jorge is on the ground there. He'll give us the latest report on that. Plus the violence that was happening throughout the week ends, I guess you should say. But when it comes to violence, the left is the group of violence, folks. And you can't even go into churches anymore in Minneapolis without having to deal with these people. You see, in Minneapolis yesterday, they got very gutsy. They went into a church yesterday during service, and they weren't there to join in on the service. They were there to protest, because they deem that their First Amendment rights are superior to yours. And they only do this, of course, with Christians. They don't go into mosques and do this because they don't have the cojones to do that. They specifically target Christians. When we looked over at the DOJ yesterday to see if they had a response to all of this, the Civil Rights Division did. They said they're looking into it. And just moments ago, the DOJ senior advisor, Elena Haba, also came out and expressed what the DOJ is looking to do next. Take a listen.
Criminal penalties and violations. And what the attorney general is saying is the truth. She will come down hard. The Department of Justice will come down hard. Our Civil Rights Division will come down hard on anybody who tries to impede or intimidate somebody in a place of worship or a police officer or an ICE officer. It's just not going to happen in this administration.
And it shouldn't happen in this administration. We're hoping they're going to start ramping things up a little bit because it's enough. It's enough. We've seen enough. We've had enough. We're done with this. We're done with this. You see, they specifically only go to the churches to do this. And you saw Don Lemon. He was literally celebrating a child who, in his own words, was experiencing trauma from what they did over there. These people are evil. They're evil. They're demons. There's no other way to see it. They don't care for your rights. They don't care for the actual facts of the story. Renee Good's a hero, just like George Floyd. And I'm sure you're going to start seeing murals popping up all over the city for this woman who decided to use her vehicle as a weapon. Again, folks, the agent that she hit with her vehicle was dealing with internal bleeding. But they don't care about him. Like I detailed for you over the weekend, there was another ICE agent who was also hit with the vehicle by an illegal alien. So here we are, sitting here and watching as these protesters pretend like they have an actual argument. All of this, they don't. The DOJ needs to get tougher. These NGO groups need to be targeted. When they're making these arrests, they need to track down who's paying the bail, who's posting. And then those groups need to be targeted next. We were told after Charlie Kirk was assassinated that these groups were going to be targeted. Again, they'll tell you, oh, it's an ongoing investigation. But we've already done the digging. We all know who's funding these groups. Independent journalists have been doing the digging into all of this for years now. The investigation shouldn't take this long. The arrest shouldn't take this long. And you could see that the president of the United States is getting very frustrated with all of this. In fact, he's tweeted, Truth Social posted about his frustrations on the AutoPen scandal, how there's been no arrests. And he's getting angry. You could see that he's dropping these little hint bombs. By the way, we broke that story that the Wall Street Journal posted about how the president's getting very frustrated that Pam Bondi's office hasn't made any major arrests. Well, have you heard the White House debunk that report? No. You know why? Probably because it's true. And he's planting the seed. He's trying to see, will this fire him up? Will they actually do something over the DOJ? Because we're not seeing any movement here. And the president also posting over the weekend as well about how angry he is that Ilhan Omar still has not been arrested and how she is still living in this country when she should have been deported a long, long time ago. So President Trump obviously trying to maybe put a little bit of a fire under Pam Bondi's behind. We'll keep following it as it develops. But of course, I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. No major arrests. And we're almost a year into this. We are officially in a year into this. So what's going on over the DOJ? We'll keep following it, of course. All right, more to discuss in a moment. We're going to Minnesota, so don't go anywhere.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're joining us in the third hour of the program. Getting ready to kick it off. Obviously, folks, if you saw what happened in Minneapolis over the weekend, you're like, hey, President Trump, let's start using the Insurrection Act, because that's exactly what's playing out in Minneapolis. We covered how Nick Sorter, our very own Nick Sorter, who hosts a show on this network every Sunday, had his camera stolen by a protester. Apparently, the FBI is getting involved in that, but obviously that's deeply concerning. But it's not just that. You know, these federal agents are being discriminated against in Minnesota, and it's getting a little ridiculous. Obviously, we covered extensively what was going on with one of the Marriotts, and the Marriott completely disassociated themselves with the group. But if you look at what's going on right now with the Hilton, it's quite concerning. Bill Mnuchin actually posted this letter. I saw it first on his page in regards to multiple ICE agents who had booked rooms at the St. Paul downtown DoubleTree by Hilton. But then they received this note on their door. Apparently, this note informs that their reservations are being canceled. The hotel will temporarily close. And that's due to the heightened public safety concerns. Now, on the ground in the area all weekend was my good friend, Jorge Ventura. He's back on the independent side of things. So we love that he is back to reporting and doing what he does best, which is stepping face first into all the chaos. And so it's exciting to have him back on the show. Jorge, thank you for being here. I am excited to have you back on. Welcome back to independent journalism. This was a great one that you kicked things off with. You actually went outside the hotel and did some incredible reporting. What's going on over there?
Hey, Brandon. Yeah, it's great to see you. It's been a while for me. But yeah, back on boots on the ground. Obviously, Minneapolis is trending to be a national story. We got wind of the report about that Hilton kicking out the ICE and Border Patrol agents in St. Paul downtown. So me and Whit Lightman actually headed to the hotel. We tried to book a room. The hotel was actually closed. We were only allowed in the hotel because an employee went in. So we snuck in with the employee. We tried to book a room. We couldn't book a room, but we did get it confirmed that the hotel is closing because of safety concerns. So all the federal employees, including the ICE agents there for here in town for the deportation operation, they received a memo that they had to check out yesterday by noon. All the other hotel guests are allowed to finish the reservation. It's unclear when the hotel is going to open again. It did cite safety concerns, but, you know, obviously being here on the ground, many of the liberal protesters here in this city, the progressives, have been going around to these hotels nightly where they sometimes think where ICE is staying and trying to disrupt them. Many times they've actually been wrong. While we were on the ground yesterday, we saw several of the federal agents of their vehicles actually exiting the DoubleTree. And that's kind of really the energy here, Brianna. Anywhere you drive around the city, almost every business that has no ICE agents, no Border Patrol agents could enter. Many of the immigrant restaurants all over the city are closed and say, like, knock on the door, get out ICE. So that's really the energy here in the city. Right now we're still waiting an official statement from the hotel on any new development. But, yeah, right now the tensions are still very high. Many of the activists are still impeding the operations, blowing the whistles. And yesterday we saw that kind of viral moment where one of the deportation officers stopped one of the vehicles and were saying, hey, we're trying to catch a child sex offender. This is who you're impeding. So the activists are still out very strong. Actually, later today, Brandon, about a couple hours, another protest is set for outside of that Hilton. We got the flyer yesterday, and the headline of the flyer said, too nice to ICE. So they're going to be protesting at the Hilton and just trying to, in a way, deter agents from even staying in the city.
Yeah. And this is a big, big issue. Now, what is it like for these agents? Is it easy for them to rebook at hotels nearby, or are they going to have an issue here?
It seems that right now they are going to have an issue. Several of these hotels are not taking any reservations. They're all now citing safety concerns. And once again, it's these activists literally just go into hotel. And many times they've actually been wrong. I mean, they'll literally just see like an SUV and they think a federal agent is there, and they'll be harassed. Like I said, when these guys are trying to conduct some of their operations, they've been impeded. Now, actually, Brianna, they're actually, I got word from an insider late last night. They're actually conducting less operations because of the activists. So any of those kind of high profile targets, illegal immigrants with serious criminal history, it's less likely that they'll be apprehended now, just because you just keep having these activists follow them around here at the Whipple building, which is the federal building here in Minneapolis. Many of the activists just literally wait for those federal agents to exit the building, and they'll just kind of track them along all day. They'll start blasting their addresses all over social media. I mean, literally just trying to stop the enforcement. So it's been really frustrating for agents. I know right now we're close to around 3,000 agents here on the ground. It's unclear how long this operation is going to continue, but it does seem that right now that the activist goal is to drive these folks out of the city. And it does help when, you know, they're essentially backed by the local police chief here, who doesn't want them here. The local mayor doesn't want them here. You have the governor speaking out against them. So really the agents only have the backing from the federal administration. No, from all local levels, they're not going to get, you know, any help here from law enforcement, it seems like, so far from my experience on the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because we heard the mayor coming out and saying that there's not going to be any peace until ICE leaves. And obviously they're not leaving anytime soon. And so it's really concerning. But we keep hearing the DOJ putting out statements saying that we're going to go after these people and have them arrested. You were obviously on the ground at the protest yesterday. Did you see a lot of individuals getting arrested, the aggressors in all of this get arrested?
You know, we actually only seen like a couple people arrested. My first hour on the ground, there was a conservative counter protester there to be in support of ICE. Mm-hmm. And I have video of it. He was brutally assaulted by several progressive protesters. I mean, and then one of the liberals actually grabbed this like flagpole and just beat this guy several blows to the head. I didn't see any local law enforcement come in and arrest him. And once again, like when these actions happen here in Minneapolis, those folks get even more emboldened. It doesn't even seem, I mean, just from my experience here on the ground so far, it doesn't even seem like they really fear federal agents. They don't fear the Trump administration. I know the FBI says they're investigating some of these instances, and it just seems like these folks literally do not care. So it doesn't seem like until the federal administration either comes in, makes some serious arrests, that this isn't going to really die down anytime soon. Like I said, there's going to be more protests today. They're still rallying all week. And like I said, in this video, several of the conservative protesters that I saw, they took several blows to the head. Like I said, they were brutally assaulted, and I didn't see any arrests here on the ground. And you know, here so far, my experience, Brianna, is all these liberal protesters, this is majority, you know, liberal white protesters. You're not seeing, you know, like Somalis here protesting along with them, not really any minorities. It's really kind of that white liberal energy, white liberal moms kind of following these officers. And that's really the energy here in Minneapolis. But it doesn't seem like they fear or are deterred by the Trump administration.
Yeah, and that's the problem here, because we were told by the Trump administration that these NGOs are going to be targeted, and these NGOs are the ones that are going to go likely post the bond, the bail, or whatever it is that they do in regards to getting these guys released. And I think that's why they're so fearless, is their legal fees do get paid. And, you know, we spoke with Lyman and just last week on Friday, and, you know, he's been on the ground with you guys as well. And he specifically outlined how a lot of these individuals are individuals he's seen previously. He's seen them several times before at other protests. Are these people you're seeing who are assaulting conservatives, are these people who live in the area, or these are people coming from outside, you know, states and being flown in?
You know, from my experience, normally the folks that you see like causing this amount of violence are always from out of town. I've been in Portland and seen some of the familiar faces, kind of same thing as Witt. But normally these folks are out of town. They do travel to kind of all the kind of progressive protests throughout the country. It just seems like, you know, this year it's going to be kicking off here in Minneapolis. And then even if you, in that video, you can just see how deep that guy's cut is in his head. I mean, it was a brutal assault. And once again, these folks are emboldened. Doesn't seem like it's going to slow down at least anytime soon. Yesterday we had the church incident. Several small businesses continue to be closed throughout the city. Even yesterday, actually, Brianna, the Attorney General from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, was actually on the ground for Renee Nicole Good. It seems like they want to target the ICE officers. And like I said, a lot of these folks, you know, they have their faces covered, identities hidden. And if they could brutally assault someone, they're likely going to do it again and again until something stops. At least that's been my experience when I covered, especially from progressive cities, even in like Portland. But I have to say, though, out of all the cities that I covered, even in Portland, I see more local law enforcement. You don't normally see that here in Minneapolis, any local law enforcement impeding at all. I mean, trying to at least apprehend any of these individuals. We started to see actually the sheriffs for the first time on Saturday come out in front of the federal building and kind of stop the clashes between the protesters and the agents there. We just haven't seen that in the streets. And, you know, I don't expect to see really any local law enforcement at this protest later today outside of the Hilton.
And, you know, the president's threatened to institute the Insurrection Act, and that's been a big one. And I saw, you know, Whit Lyman also posting video of the National Guard staging nearby. Do you think the reports say that they're going to be ready to go? It's 1,500 of them who have been brought into the area. But do you think this is something that's actually going to help right now, or do you think it's just a lost cause?
You know, that's a good question. So the thing is, you don't know the reaction from the crowd. Sometimes when, I mean, normally when you see kind of the National Guard step in, that's when you kind of see protests cool down. It'll take kind of a major event to see it continue to spark. But I think once you see that National Guard presence, normally that's when you see the protests and everything start to die down. The interesting thing here is there's two things at play, right? Because you have Minnesota National Guard who are on standby, but that's from Governor Walz. And then on the other side of it is the Trump administration has now prepared 1,500 active troops from Alaska. So I think if maybe we see some events this week where things kind of get a bit hectic, where we see more violence. We saw some, I know Wid did some great reporting where these protesters were actually firing fireworks at federal agents. I believe if we see some of those instances again this week, we will see the Trump administration deploy that Alaska National Guard, those 1,500. I don't see any scenario where Tim Walz deploys this Minnesota National Guard. I think it's more for the media optics, just kind of having him standing around in Humvees. Because if Walz was interested, then he would at least have National Guard on the presence to at least stop the activists from impeding operations. So I don't think Minnesota National Guard will be deployed at all. I just think as of now, they'll be kind of used for media optics.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to watch your coverage on all of this because independent journalists are really going out there and doing the one. Well, you guys are the ones in the front lines of all of this. You know, we saw Don Lemon yesterday just walk into a church at a protest. So he's aligning with the protesters. So he's not actually.
Interesting how he knew about that. Interesting how he knew about
that. Yeah, it's interesting that of all the reporters here, like Don got tipped off to be there. So the activists really, really trust him. So I think that's very telling.
I think that it, and even the, you know, the pastor and everyone kind of calling him out. I know he was claiming to just be a journalist. There was one individual who I believe is a member of the church who said, "You're not a journalist," and walked away after he was like just having a conversation for like 2 minutes. He realized that this guy was just a liberal hack. And I'm very excited that he did just that because Don Lemon is just, he's a jerk. There was no reason for him to do that. And he's an absolute idiot.
What's funny, man, is like no one likes him. Even like progressives don't like him. So I don't, you know, it's like this, no one likes this guy.
Yeah, well, Jorge, when you look at his numbers, and I guess we could talk about this too, when you look at his viewership numbers now that he's gone independent because CNN tossed him out, when you look at his numbers, he doesn't have good viewership numbers. He actually has significantly low viewership numbers, considering the fact that it came from like a massive platform that gave him all the resources he need, and now he's really struggling to get by. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know what? He was always like just a propagandist. And if that's the thing is, it's like when you do these, the independent media role, mm-hmm. It's like folks could just read right through it. And even though he's independent, he's still like part of the establishment and he still works like a corporate media guy. So Don, just get a flight back, you know, go home, get warm, man. You don't need to be out here, bro. It's -7 out here.
Listen, not everyone is built the same. Obviously, you're ready for this. Julio Rojas is ready for this. Wade Lyman's ready for this. Don Lemon, not ready for this. Jorge, before we go, though, you just switched back over to the independent journalism world. So I wanted to give you a second to explain to our audience why you did just that and how they could go to support you.
Yeah, you know, the time came for me. I was it was coming around 3 years now in TV news and just really needed the freedom I think I really, my strength is in that kind of run and gun style. I think a lot of people who follow my work really love the what I did with the Daily Caller and the Riot Squad. So just happy to be back independent, just to be like an on the ground, you know, news journalist, storyteller. I like covering anything that the corporate media misses. So anything that they miss, any angles, is normally the stories I like to pay attention to. And right now is going to be an exciting time. For those watching, follow me on here on X. It'll be Ventura Report for all the latest breaking news. But I just launched my YouTube channel, and that'll be Ventura Reports, all in one, Ventura Reports. That's my X. So if you guys want the breaking news live, check that out. But yeah, super excited, Brianna, and I got a good feeling that, you know, we'll have a lot of good stories this year on the ground. Big news.
Well, I look forward to it. I mean, you were one of the very few in the front of all of this when BLM riots were getting a little crazy. And that's how you built your audience up. And so I know the rest of us are excited to see you on the ground there in Minnesota as well. So we will definitely keep our eyes on your Twitter page. Again, folks, it's at Ventura Report. Give him a follow on X and over at his YouTube page as well. Jorge, it's good to see you back. We look forward to getting you back on in just a few. So thank you. And stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls in this portion of the hour. Let's kick things off with Jerry in Indiana. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, I've been listening to you about Minneapolis, stuff like that. And it seems to me like ground zero where things are going to kick off. That's what it seems to me, because I see all these anti-ICE protesters coming in churches now, violently assaulting police officers, everything else. It's ground zero for the next major uprising by the left. That's how I see it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Jerry, I think you got to like get a little tougher on these guys. I mean, like we just had Jorge Ventura on. That's why I asked him about the arrest, if he's seeing any arrests on the ground. I mean, you see someone literally bashing a conservative over the head with a pole. And obviously we saw how deep that wound was. I mean, this poor guy. I mean, this is unacceptable. And where are the feds?
I see it right here is we've been too tolerant for too many years, past 10 years.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, but we might have to go a little more, I guess, say carefully, a little more extreme. I'm not promoting violence.
Yeah.
But we're kind of ready to defend ourselves because we're getting too tolerant with these people. They're getting emboldened right now.
Yeah.
Very much. You have even Democrat political leaders encourage violence on us now.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how I see it right there. I mean, we just have to be ready what's coming.
Yeah, I don't know like how much longer we can sit here and tell people to remain peaceful when you're watching someone get hit in the back of the head who's simply trying to walk away with a pole. I mean, all these people need to be added. There needs to be a public list of the people who are a part of these groups, by the way, too, so that future employers know what they've done with their time, know what they've done with their downtime, that they've gone out there and did acts like this. I mean, you see, they're literally following him. It's obviously a taunting thing, and he's trying to get out. I mean, he's not arguing back with them. He's just trying to get to safety, and they just won't let him get to that point. Jerry, I hear you want to talk about Greenland too. I'll let you talk about that.
Well, about Greenland is like, I think there's a lot of reasons why Trump wants to take Greenland. He almost got, not better to say, but he's got a really ambitious take Greenland, because I think there's a lot more in Greenland what they're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dark rabbit hole I can go into. I don't really want to, but yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons why Trump wants Greenland. And if he's going to take it, let's just take it. Let's expand U.S. territory the first time over 200 years. This is how I see it right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jerry's sold on taking Greenland. We'll keep watching it. Obviously, the president's very serious about it. This isn't like an empty threat anymore. Purchasing Greenland, that is. That's where he's trying to go with this. So we'll see how it all plays out. But he's getting very aggressive, obviously, even with the tariffs. So we'll keep our eye on that. Jerry, thank you for joining the show. Let's turn to Duke in Oklahoma City. Duke, welcome to the show.
Well, I called in here about Oklahoma, about Broken Arrow and their care trying to buy up the land to create a super mosque. But, mm-hmm. you know, Texas was hit the hardest for the mosques that are being built in Texas, but that has affected Oklahoma too. Oklahoma is a very soft spot. We're being overtaken, and it's just like not too many people are really focusing on what's happening, and it's a lot worse than we think that it is. We've got a mayor who's trying to get rid of Mayor David Holt in Oklahoma City, who's trying to get rid of a historic party's right to choose the GOP candidates for the primaries. You know, it's just everything's happening. It's happening fast. And it's like we can't ever get our foot in the door because something else happens. And we just get thrown from one thing to another. So, you know, Amy Mech brought up Broken Arrow and the property. Now, CARE is actually suing Broken Arrow to try, even though the council voted against it. They voted for it at first when the citizens spoke up against it. But now CARE is actually suing Broken Arrow to try to reverse that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how Americans, Oklahomans, Texans, how we don't really have a say. It's like they have as much right as we do being in our country, and they're not even from our country. They are not native to the country. So we're in trouble. I mean, this is dangerous. And, you know, we see what's going on in Minnesota. We see how things are starting to get violent. And it seems to me like this is going to spread, and they're going to use this against us somehow, some way.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you call into the show a couple of months ago and you were the first one to talk about this? Because you, I think it was you, was it?
I have, and I was on X, but they've suspended my X account. Me and I was talking back and forth, me and Joe Biggs, and everybody got suspended. So I'm not back on X anymore. So that's why I'm calling in, because yeah, Basically my social media account has been suspended permanently. No reasons given. But yeah, I've called in several times.
Yeah, because we covered the when they got their I think it was like when the hearing, when they got all their plans to build up that Islamic center nuked. We covered that. I remember I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Someone called into the show and put this on our alert. So we appreciate you calling in again. Yeah, no, I think it's a massive threat. And Amy Mech's really the only one doing the exposing. I know a lot of people are echoing the reports that are coming out from Amy Mech, but I want to remind everyone that a lot of the things you're seeing play out now, and we're thankful that other people are picking up the reports that she's doing and carrying on her message, but she's the only one out there actually, Loomer's doing a good job too with it too, but she's actually doing the digging. She's actually going through the content that they're putting out on their own platforms, these Muslims who have come into our country, and she's showing you what they're putting out amongst each other so that you see what's going on here. Because a lot of the times they, again, want to instill fear into your hearts and tell you that, oh no, this isn't happening, or you're Islamophobic if you post this. But, you know, Amy Mech's out there and she's not stopping anytime soon. So if you're not following her, I don't know why, but make sure you give her a follow on X. She's great. She also runs the RAIR Foundation, which is RAIR Foundation, doing a great job over there. Constant reports. Oklahoma City is another one. Texas, obviously, where I live. I mean, there's over 40 that have gone over, that have come up these mosques in the last 2 years. Just in our area alone, there's over 60 now. And this is the problem, right? Because it starts off small and they just keep popping up everywhere. And sadly, we allow them to use the First Amendment against us, and they're weaponizing against us. And that's what's exactly happening. And it's not just here, too. It's also in Florida. I see Florida people are all on X like, oh, that's crazy. That will never happen here. But the reality of it is they build these compounds and they very rarely leave these compounds. So you're not probably seeing it up front, but you should be looking. Everyone should stop what they're doing now and see what's gone up in your neighborhoods over these last few years. And I can promise you, it's probably near you. It is spreading to red states. And Duke, thank you for calling into the show. It's spreading throughout red states. Why? Because of low regulation, and they don't like the liberal agenda. They like our conservative agenda. But folks, these are people that once they become the majority will go after us. That's not fear mongering. That's the damn truth. Just look at how it happens in other countries. All right, folks, we're going to be taking your calls throughout the hour. So stay put on hold. We'll get to that in just a few moments. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said,
This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in. In people who can't make it, it can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. I guess I forgot to tell you, happy Martin Luther King Day for those of you who are celebrating. I don't know anyone who is. If you're a federal employee, though, apparently you have off today, which is, come on, stop being lazy. Stop being lazy. Get to work. We work over here 24/7, so I don't know why we allow federal employees to take off. Course, we're taking your calls in this portion of the segment. So let's get to the calls again. Michael in Virginia, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Wonderful. I want to explain. I thank you for taking my call first, Brianna. Have a good day, too. First, I'd like to say this. I was in the Navy, and I traveled on a ship one day, and I was on the bridge of the ship, which is where we're doing lookout, and two objects came on the port and starboard side of the vessel, and they crossed in front of the bow, which is the front of the ship. We were told never to say anything about that, and nothing was said. So, with that said, I want to say that I believe strongly in America, We've always been under the influence of otherworldly entities when it comes to George Washington having his meeting in the woods, Benjamin Franklin, his recordings about things that he's seen. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson making recordings, as well as Abraham Lincoln. Now, we know now Congress has been informed. We've seen the videos now that the Congress has, that our government has released. I believe that these people, we have massive ships with colonies of these individuals that walk, they say, that look just like us. Some of these entities look just like us. They've always been here for thousands and thousands of years. They have an agenda. They're warlikes, which is why we have wars and crimes. What does this have to do with the immigrants? This is their plan. One of the plans, they plan ahead. Davos, the World Economic Forum, these are where the United Nations, this is where they all got these entities who look like us gathered together, and they have their meetings on how they're going to run the world. Now, America, we have Donald Trump. Surprisingly, we have Biden, who brings in all of these immigrants for the plan. This is an agenda they have, one of the agendas. We have two sides. We have the good side. We have the bad side. We have opposites. And the good side says we have to give the humans these rights. And the bad side says, okay, give them their rights, but we're still going to have this agenda. We want to control things and have our wars. And, okay. So they don't tell us what they want us to know is the truth. You know, we're afraid of the truth. The agenda of bringing all these people in is one thing. They want to create disruption and chaos, just like they did with January 6th, just like they did with the COVID vaccine, just like they did with 911. How come none of these people are locked up? How come? You know why? Because it's their agenda. How come no one, you know, instead, and then they look like us. They sacrifice their lives. Trump is one side. I believe that Trump is part of that agenda, and he knows it. Biden was part of that agenda, and he knows his plan was to bring all these people in, to create this chaos. Trump's plan was to create the free us up from that chaos, the deception, the left hand knowing what the right hand is doing, so to speak. And what he's doing now is creating chaos on the other hand with the immigration. I'm saying, listen, I'm not saying it's right that these people are here illegally. That's their plan to bring them in. Trump's plan is to get them out, but to create this chaos from what's going on by these marches and the violence. This is their plan to keep things going. But he's doing it. He's doing it because he does represent humanity. On one side, he represents the good side. But they will never tell us that the truth of everything. Because once we know the truth of everything, they'll tell us, like, for example, the lecturer says, okay, I'm teaching you about cow manure. Okay, after the lecture, the student comes up and says, the agricultural lecture, the student comes up and says, oh, I agree with you, professor, that the best cow manure is aged cow manure. But please tell me, how old must the cow be? You know, these kinds of people are very strange. The truth can be, you can be surrounded by truth and never know it because we've been brainwashed to accept an agenda. Religion is not spirituality. Look at the crimes that the Hindus have done. Look at the crimes that the Muslims have done. Look at the crimes that Christians have done. Look at the crimes that all these Jewish people have done. Look at the crimes that all these religion people have done throughout the ages. It's spirituality is what we're missing. The truth that is right in front of our eyes. But what I'm saying to you is this. Please, we must accept that these people, they're here. The truth is coming out slowly. And as long as we're on the river and we don't see we're on the ocean and we're stranded in the ocean of all this mess, and we don't see that we're actually on the river with fresh water that goes out just a little bit further and we don't drink it and we die because we're surrounded by it and we don't even realize it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep our eye on it, Michael. And I know we'll have more reporting on it. Do you think, though, Michael, because he said that, you know, the chaos that's going on right now, do you think that this is Trump planned? Like, kind of, I was kind of confused on that. Who do you think is creating the chaos? That's obviously those on the left. But were you trying to say that the president was somehow involved?
Yes. See, there are things we don't know that we're not looking at. We don't see it. It's right under our feet. But we're brainwashed to defend ideas that are not our own. We will give our lives to an idea. It's not our own. But who's running all of this? It's not the common everyday person. But yet some of those entities look like us and are part of the common everyday. It could be your governor. It could be your mayors. It could be the entertainment people. They won't tell you that right out, not right now. They are saying, again, Congress knows Trump being shot. I've said this 1,000 times. That was a plan. He wasn't the target. January 6th, him being removed, it was the plan. He knew he was coming back to further their agenda. The plan was, the gentleman that got shot behind Trump, he was just a distraction. The bullet on the ear, he goes into the hospital, then he comes out and things, all this stuff, he gets elected. That's the plan. They have secrets. We are humans. We don't know everything, but slowly it's coming out. But there are those who, Trump is a good, he represents the good side, so to speak.
Yeah.
He represents the good side, so to speak. But they are all, it's like NATO, Davos, the United Nations, yeah. All of these groups, these are entities.
Yeah. Michael, no, I think I agree with you partially on that, for sure. We'll continue to follow up. Michael, thank you for calling. I want to get to Aaron next. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. So I just think a lot of the times the messaging, we're really getting, we're really losing it compared to what they're doing to us.
Okay, elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, they've been doing this for quite a while. I actually work for a school district in kind of the outer suburbs. Mm-hmm. And it's actually even infiltrated out here, with DEI, critical theory and a lot of things, and just the messaging, like Minnesotans inherently want to do the right thing. I am calling from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of part of some of our makeup here. And they're being brainwashed into believing that, what they're doing out in the streets right now is the right thing. Mm-hmm. Even though they're acting basically like the people they say they're trying to defeat. They're acting like little brown shirts and black shirts out in the streets, and they're, denying other people their rights while they say they're fighting for others. And I wish Trump would get back, or even the administration would get in better, do their messaging better to kind of quell this. And they're not. They're just kind of, I understand what they're doing, but, they need to do it better.
Yeah. No, I think it's...
Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. It does make sense. And I think they're playing softball. I mean, these are terrorists. And again, like, we keep having these independent journalists on. It's the only reason why I love having them on is because they're... Well, there's many reasons, but they do an incredible job at kind of cracking at this, and they do follow all of these protests around the country, and they're like, these are the same characters over and over and over again. So, it's very obvious what's happening here. The Trump administration claims they know what's happening here, but we're not seeing much in the way of action. We're hearing threats. We're not seeing in the way of much of a follow-up, and I think it's deeply concerning and, something that's got us all fired up. So yeah, Aaron, I'm with you on that. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, of course. Let's get to Jesse in California. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you, thank you.
I just wanted to let people know there's a good video on BitChute. Came out in 1966, titled "The Communism." Kind of shows you where we're at in this stage of the game, how late we are in it. Because there's criminal elements that are embedded in the quote unquote protesters in Minneapolis, and it's how they sorry, I'm kind of nervous. It's how they do it. It gives the illusion of revolution once the criminals make the first move amongst all the people, and I think that's what partly that you're seeing out there. So I encourage people to look at that video.
Perfect. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah. No, it's definitely something worth following and worth looking into. So, Jesse, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's turn to Helen. Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was born in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed, and I don't listen to a lot of not had television, but what I've noticed is a really dangerous trend in referring to people as black people, brown people, white people. That's a de-evolution of culture. You know, that, what is the definition of a white person? To me, it seems to most often be applied to Christian white people. When I hear people referring to themselves, I'm a brown person, I'm a black person, you know, people are souls, people are spirit. These blanket terms are shocking, and it erases the judgment of a person based on character. You know, Chinese people are white. Jewish people are white. I mean, who isn't white? I mean, a vast majority of the people on the planet are white. There's probably more non-white people, I suppose, statistically. But the first time I heard this term brown person was with Hillary Clinton and Obama. That term didn't exist. And I think that that is a media mind manipulation and a warping to put people in camps, you know, not, you know, mental camps where they're, you know, they scramble to find an identity on where they fit in society rather than being good. They have to be part of a phenotype. I mean, that's like saying everybody with brown eyes is good. And then people are fighting which color is good, which color is bad. It's very, very destructive. People shouldn't be referring. And it also plays along with the idea that if you're only your phenotype, why not be a furry? Why not slip into transgender? It has nothing to do with your being. It strips people of, you know, their God soul.
Yeah, well, I want to step in on this because, I mean, I'm okay with us breaking up the, everything into race, given the crime stats and whatnot. Like, I'm okay with that because there are differences. Genetically, we're different from others, and there's obviously a crime factor in all of this. You know, when you look at the white statistics, when it comes to crime, they are significantly low compared to minority groups. And I think it's really unfortunate because we've seen that those, especially on the left, are looking to push for us not to collect those crime stats because those crime stats would reveal the truth. And the truth is that minority groups, for the most part, specifically Black Americans in this country, do commit a very alarming amount of crime. And so I'm okay with us breaking things up into groups. But when it comes to the divisiveness that you've alluded to as well, those, you know, Barack Obama and others have pushed over the years. Yeah, it was intentional. They were intentionally trying to create that division. So, Helen, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your time. Let's turn to David in Pennsylvania. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, David.
Hi. How you doing? I'm just alarmed that President Trump hasn't called the Insurrection Act. I think he's...
Hey, David, we're having some issues with your phone right now. It's kind of chirping in our ear right now. So because we have a radio only audience who's only hearing audio, I want to make sure that they get a good quality sound. So we might have to have you call back. If you do, though, and get rid of that, we'll take you right back to air. Let's turn to Royce in Texas. Royce, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. How's my phone working?
Sounds good, Royce. Good morning.
Good morning. So, actually, you know what? I want to address Helen real quick. Hey, lady, I can't explain it to you. Well, actually, I can explain it to you, but I can't help you understand it. Jews aren't white. And basically, if you are of European white ancestry. And as long as your, you know, family members didn't race mix, then you're white. It's kind of hard for Jews to be white when they think, oh, saying it's okay to be white means that, that's anti-Semitism. So good luck with that, lady. Now, to my point.
I got
my points here, but it's just really hard for me to keep it all straight. So I'm going to try and do my best here for you, Brianna.
Yeah.
Don Lemon, this guy, he knew what was about to go down, and he was cool with it, and he went along with it. So this is my call to action for the Trump administration and his DOJ. Every single one of those people that went into that church for the explicit reason to disrupt a place of worship needs to be indicted and arrested today. Don Lemon especially, because that is sacrilege. And you are absolutely right. They would never do that to a mosque, because they know that that would be probably enough to set someone off and get them to put on their suicide vest and detonate it. And we all know that's true.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Trump is planting seeds for the DOJ, talking about firing Pam Bondi. He's had plenty of excuses to do so, and he still refuses to do it. Mm-hmm. Listen, Trump is not a gardener. He doesn't need to be planting seeds. What he should be doing is planting axes, because this entire time for the last decade, he's been propping himself up as some kind of a warrior for the American people. I'm sorry, Brianna. I voted for the man three times. I don't see it. The GOP has basically only done one thing, just one thing, that would get me to vote for them, and that is to secure the border. But you know what? It doesn't really matter when we're still dealing with infinite invaders from 150-plus countries from around the world. You know, by this time, in Biden's first term, there were over 1,500 arrests by his DOJ of J6ers. We've had zero arrests for, oh my God. You know what? You put up a good little picture a few days ago. You know, Epstein files, J6, COVID. I mean, why isn't Fauci at least in jail? That guy, I mean, I'll just boil it down to that guy clearly has broken so many laws.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think Charlie Kirk would be satisfied with how the Trump administration that he fought to get elected? Do you think that he would be satisfied with the way that they performed up to this point? Because if the answer is no, Charlie Kirk died in vain.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been calls.
It's sad. I know. I said that before. I mean, the day after his funeral, doors should have been ripped off the hinges. They had all of the support of the American people after watching him get executed publicly by a left-wing terrorist. That's the person that they've alleged is the one who was behind his killing, his assassination. So yeah, Royce, I would say no. I think it's an absolute disgrace. And also keep given the fact too that we were told that these NGO groups were going to also be targeted after Charlie's death. I keep saying death, but it's an assassination. I want to make sure I'm not trying to downplay that. We were told that they were going to go after them. But Roy, sadly, I haven't seen anything of substance besides we're supposed to expect to just hang around and wait for the criminal trial of the person who's been arrested for his assassination. It's been a massive disappointment, and it's heartbreaking to see for sure. I'll let you finish it off, though, Royce.
Brianna, the GOP, it just needs to die as a whole. All right, the entire party. It's been feckless. It's been spineless. They refuse to use the levers of power that we gave them when we voted and gave them the White House, the Senate, and the Congress. But they refuse to act because the GOP has basically just acted as a minor inconvenience for the opposition that hates America and Americans, especially white American Christians. Mm-hmm. So for the last decade, at least, that I can remember, there have been endless calls for intifada in the U.S. I'm going to go ahead and I'm declaring it right now. This is just me. I don't represent anybody. It's time for an American crusade, because tolerance is only the virtue of weak Christians, and we have become such a weak nation. We have allowed an invasion, and it has gone largely unanswered to the point where we have white Christians walking down the road and they can't even do that in peace. One last point, and I want to let you get to the next person. The Black Panthers. I'm sure you've seen some of these pictures coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wood shot it, actually. Wood Lyman, he shot the image of one of, I don't even know if it's a blank Black Panther. I probably shouldn't say that, but there was an individual who was strapped up with a rifle in his hand over the weekend.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about, but no, there are people that are claiming to be Black Panthers, the chairman, whatever his name is, I can't even remember. It's not worth remembering. But listen, when I was coming up, I was basically sold the lie of American exceptionalism. The idea of America that I was raised on hasn't existed in probably at least a half a century. So when I was growing up, I was always told, you know, be a good Christian, you know, racism bad. And it still doesn't taste very good coming out of my mouth, but I understand now. I understand the reason why the KKK existed, because every single flavor of skin color is allowed to promote their flavor of supremacy without any sort of consequence. But if you're white, and if you promote the idea of white exceptionalism or the supremacy of your own race, then somehow that is bad. And it is complete and utter hypocrisy that I have lived under my entire life, and I'm sick of it.
Well, Royce, I want to jump in here because I only got a couple of seconds left. I know when you kick things off, we're talking about Christians, white Christians who are constantly being targeted and nothing really happens there. You know, I want to remind people, and we're hoping to get someone on tomorrow to talk about this, because one of my friends was wrapped up into the FACE Act being weaponized and being used against pro-lifers. One of those individuals was my girl Bev, who was wrapped up and targeted. She's Black, but she's a Christian as well, obviously, and she's someone who's an absolute patriot, and they actually threw her in prison for protesting peacefully outside of an abortion clinic. The FACE Act could be utilized in situation like what we saw unravel yesterday in Minneapolis if the DOJ got a set of cojones and actually went after these people. But this would be a fair way to use the FACE Act. Again, the Biden administration weaponized the FACE Act against pro-lifers for no reason. And this would be a legitimate reason. I mean, this is the reason why it was written. The FACE Act is obviously, for those of you not familiar with it, is a U.S. federal law which makes it illegal to use force, threats, or any type of physical obstruction to prevent people from going in their place of worship. And so that would be something that you guys could use over at the DOJ, of course, to go after them. I know Mike Davis is doing an incredible job at making that argument, but I want to keep driving that point home. If the DOJ is serious, the FACE Act is what could be utilized to go after these people who prevented Sunday service yesterday at that church that we saw unravel. And I would love to see it, folks. Thanks for everyone who called into the show today. I greatly appreciate you guys staying on hold. We appreciate your opinions being heard, of course. That's why we take those calls for everyone else to sound off. The Alex Jones Show starts next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, supporters will be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.